Jesus, Paul, Peter, John, all of them told the saints. You remember in Acts chapter 20, I think it is, Paul's last meeting with the saints in Ephesus. We'll be hearing more about Ephesus here of these apostate fathers. This is the territory of Roman province called Asia. A lot of congregations in there. Ephesus is one of them. And when Paul's last meeting with the Ephesian elders was on his way to Jerusalem for the last time, because from there he's going to be carried in chains to Rome. But he stopped on the seacoast and called them. Ephesus was pretty close to the seacoast. And he told them, I know I'm never going to see you again. And they cried. They cried, it says, most of all because he said he was never going to see them again. But he said, now I know that after my leaving you, he looked them in the eye and said, some of you are going to become wolves. You're not going to spare the flock. You're going to start drawing disciples after your own selves. They didn't cry about that. They cried because they weren't going to see Paul anymore. He knew, Jesus knew, Peter knew, John saw, and Peter did too. Paul did too before he died. They saw this happening, this drifting away from the right and into the wrong. I got thinking about that day and Paul's attitude toward the people that he brought to the Lord among the Gentiles. And I want to read a few sections of where his love for them came out. 1 Thessalonians is the first one. The Apostle John, I think I've told you this before, is often referred to as the Apostle of Love, but he didn't have more love than Paul did. Couldn't have more love than this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting verse 17. Paul was in prison now. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, but not in heart. I'm still with you and you're still with me in my heart. Endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope? What is our joy? What is our crown of rejoicing? Are not even you our joy, our hope, and our rejoicing in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? You are our glory and our joy. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and servant, minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that none of you, no man among you, should be moved by my afflictions, or these afflictions that they heard Paul was suffering. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. For this cause, when we could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter has tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now, when Timothy came from you back to us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that you have good remembrance of us always, greatly desiring to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in our affliction and distress. We were comforted by your faith. For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord. Can't beat that for love. Galatians chapter 4. That's the Thessalonians. This is the Galatians.